Okay, next presenter is Brenda Curtwood. Brenda Curtwood is the Assistant Director of the Public Health Program at American University, where she also serves as an instructor in the Department of Sociology. Currently teaching the undergraduate Introduction to Public Health course, she is a doctoral candidate finishing up soon at the George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services. Her area of focus is the integration of public health studies in undergraduate education and its role in enhancing public health workforce. Her talk is, whoops, I'm moving ahead on you, Brenda. Go back. An understanding of the public health studies, research findings from the Educated Citizen and Public Health Initiative, which has been around for several years. We're finally getting some research.
Yes, thank you. So good morning, and yes, as you heard, I wear several different hats between doctoral candidate, George Washington, my faculty appointment at American University, but what I'm going to be talking about today is my role with the Educated Citizen and Public Health Initiative based at the American Association of American Colleges and Universities, AACNU, which I was welcomed with open arms into that initiative, so I'm grateful for that. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors as well. Marian Osterweis, who is a senior fellow at the Association of American Colleges and Universities, which I'll be referring to as AACNU for the duration of the presentation, as well as Kevin Hovland, who is the Director of Global Learning and Curricular Change, also at AACNU. And also I'd like to just acknowledge other key contacts that have been instrumental in the initiative, Dr. Dick Riegelman, as well as Dr. Susan Albertine in the back as well. So thank you both. So many of you are likely familiar with the Educated Citizen and Public Health Initiative. So what I'd like to do today is to provide and describe some of the research that has taken place as part of the initiative and provide you with some, just a very brief overview of some of the key research findings that have taken place as part of the research since it was launched in 2007. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. So the Educated Citizen and Public Health Initiative is based at AACNU, but it truly is a collaborative effort with organizations including the Association of Schools of Public Health, the Association for Prevention, Teaching, and Research, APTR, as well as the Council of Colleges of Arts and Sciences. And it has an overarching goal to foster interdisciplinary and interprofessional collaboration and to inform efforts aimed at integrating public health education into a liberal arts framework. So in addition to developing and disseminating resources that are intended to assist faculty in integrating public health into undergraduate institutions among both two-year and four-year institutions, the initiative has also undertaken research activities, which have set out to assess the extent and variability of undergrad public health programs out there currently, to describe factors that assist and also factors that hinder the establishment of such programs, and most recently to illustrate successful approaches taken in the development and implementation of such programs. So the methods that have been employed include systematically scanning and analyzing course catalogs at colleges across the country, and convening focus groups with faculty and administrators at four-year institutions in which four telephone focus groups were conducted with a mixture of colleges with and without undergraduate programs and or with and without graduate programs. They also surveyed AACNU member chief academic officers and, as I mentioned just most recently, have compiled successful practices case studies of both two-year and four-year institutions. And we have a nice mixture of programs that have been included in those case studies, which are now available on the AACNU website. There are 15 case studies available for viewing. 12 of those are going to be featured as well on the APTR website, and ultimately we anticipate will be linked to the Healthy People 2020 website. So as far as key findings are concerned, when looking at the extent of programs out there, data from 2008 indicated that 16% of four-year AACNU member institutions offered a major, minor, or concentration in public health or a related field. And in 2009-2010 academic year, less than 2% of two-year institutions offered a public health degree and or a certificate program. And this data has served as the baseline data to inform two objectives that are included in the Healthy People 2020 initiative. And those objectives set out to increase the proportion of undergraduate institutions, both two-year and four-year, offering public health programs. And research has indicated, too, that many institutions plan to offer undergraduate public health in the future. And I think it's demonstrated by a full room here as well that there is certainly interest in undergraduate public health. And that's what the research is showing us as well. On the survey, close to 40% of survey respondents indicated that they had anticipated offering public health in the future. And looking at the curriculum, probably not surprising, because this is in line with the breadth of public health as a field, there's wide variation in where programs are housed. Some have distinct departments designated for public health. Other programs are managed jointly between a biology department and sociology department, for instance. Others may reside in the School of Nursing and Health Sciences. So there's tremendous variety on where the programs are housed. And similarly, there's also substantial variety in the course requirements and electives. Some programs tend to focus more so on the natural sciences. Other programs tend to focus a bit more on the social sciences, and still others blend the two. So there's certainly a lot of variety out there. But regardless of what the specific requirements are, some commonalities include that they all take an interdisciplinary approach, which again is in line with the breadth of public health, as well as most also include some sort of experiential learning. And you'll see this pop up again in the lessons learned. When considering why colleges decide to initiate a public health program, it tended to be based on a recognition of a need to expand and diversify the public health workforce, as well as introduce students to public health concepts. And they saw the value in doing that. Also, a reason for initiating a public health program is perhaps a response to grant funding that the institution received and national initiatives, such as the Institute of Medicine report, which indicated that all undergraduates should have access to education and public health, as well as the Educated Citizen and Public Health Initiative itself served as an impetus for moving forward on developing a public health program. And also, faculty interest was another motivating force behind initiating a public health program. And certainly student interest as well. And for those who have public health programs have probably witnessed a lot of student demand. Students definitely are interested in pursuing public health. So student demand was another driving force. And colleges felt that it was a good fit within their institution. They felt that the interdisciplinary nature of a public health program allowed for development and synergies across programs within the college. So it's a great way to bring different departments and disciplines together. And interesting, it was viewed by some as a no or low cost option. And this point is interesting, particularly since others have identified budgetary constraints as a barrier to implementation. So it'll be interesting. I think that may be worthy of further exploration of the no to low cost option and seeing how we can combat it for budgetary constraints as a potential barrier. Another barrier that was identified, and this was from research that was previous to the ASPH learning outcomes, so this is now being addressed, but one such barrier was identifying specific learning outcomes of an undergraduate public health program. So luckily, and we're going to hear, I believe, in our next presentation from Dr. Peterson, the ASPH Undergraduate Learning Outcomes Project. So we're breaking down that barrier. And a third barrier that surfaced was demonstrating linkages to current educational goals. And this, too, has been broken down a bit since we have aligned the essential learning outcomes from AACNU's LEAP initiative, the Liberal Education in America's Promise campaign. We've linked those learning outcomes to public health specifically. So I think that, too, will assist colleges in seeing those linkages to their overarching educational goals. As far as lessons learned, and most of these came directly from the successful practices case studies that are now available. When we're looking at curriculum, some lessons learned were to maintain consistency with competencies across the program and courses, and also to provide access to public health coursework to all students. And this is certainly in line with the Institute of Medicine's recommendation. And this was viewed as a wonderful recruitment strategy to get students interested and engaged in public health. When we're looking at experiential learning, this was certainly something that we've heard time and time again as a great way to get students really into public health and understand the concepts and applying them. So providing them with hands-on learning, but beyond even internship opportunities as well, to encourage other extracurricular activities, whether attending conferences such as APHA or other venues, volunteer activities, study abroad experiences, just getting them out and doing public health. And another lesson learned regarding strategic planning is to respond to the market and to build the program just based on your institution's strengths. So if you happen to be strong in, say, natural sciences, start there and maybe add on to that strength as you move along. And collaboration was also a key lesson learned, to collaborate both internally within the institution itself, engaging faculty across all disciplines, perhaps creating a steering or advisory committee. And that would relate both collaborating internally as well as externally, so outside agencies that would be interested in collaborating with you on your public health initiative, whether it be a health department or nonprofit agency. Get those folks onto an advisory committee and keep them engaged throughout the process. And to establish articulation agreements, so between two-year institutions, four-year institutions, graduate institutions. So establishing those articulation agreements is also a key lesson learned that has surfaced. So I encourage you to visit the Educated Citizen and Public Health webpage. There's additional detail about all of this research on there, as well as those case studies that I mentioned, and a variety of resources. So definitely check that out, as well as there's a listserv specific to the Educated Citizen and Public Health Initiative, which it's a great opportunity to network, learn, share from one another. So you can access that through that website. And here's our contact information as well. So feel free to contact any of us as well. So thank you.